Grant. Good afternoon. I'm Carl Gurdovich, WGFA's Midday Report, courtesy of Gibson Furniture, because Gibson gets it. It's drawing national attention, and the Mantino Group opposing the Chinese company Goshen determined to stop the officials from building a controversial factory. A rally this afternoon likely to stir even more opposition to Goshen's plan to build and operate an EV battery plant west of I-57 in a former Kmart distribution facility. Wire Points is a nonprofit political research group. Its focus on Illinois governmental matters. Founding editor Mark Glennon explains the interest in the Mantino project.
The rally at 4:45 in Mantino is really a collection of various people who are opposed to the plant proposed for Mantino. This plant is to be built by Goshen, which is a Chinese company with clear links to the Chinese Communist Party. And it's a $2 billion plant that supposedly would create 2,600 jobs. But it's to be financed with an extraordinary amount of taxpayer money, $7.5 billion in cash value tax credits, plus about $386 million from the state of Illinois.
Glennon says the money spent is to the tune of $3 million per job, and he says Mantino would be better off paying each of its citizens an amount of money to make them all millionaires. The story's become a national security issue. He said there's even a federal bill now to take away such tax credits, and the opposition is growing.
Every group is against it. Democrats, Republicans, every section of the state, for a lot of reasons. It's really a coalition of people who are concerned about environmental concerns, that taxpayer subsidy, and of course the fact that the technology will be accruing to a Chinese company that works with the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese military.
Mantino residents have rallied to generate legal help to get Goshen officials to hopefully back off and abandon its plan. Local residents also have pointed to the lack of transparency in letting the people know what the project was all about. Today's rally's at Heritage Park in Mantino. It's scheduled to go at 4:45 in the afternoon. I'm Carl Gurdovich for WGFA's Midday Report.